When I was a little boy growing up in Sunday school and we did this story of the spies going into Canaan, we were taught a little rhyme. I don't know if you know this. 12 men went to spy in Canaan. Anybody remember that? No? Yes? Yes, Rhoda does. 12 men went to spy in Canaan. 10 were bad, 2 were good. I'm going to get you to do this in a minute, so you have to watch carefully. What did they see when they spied in Canaan? 10 were bad, 2 were good. Some saw giants, big and tall. Some saw grapes in clusters all. Some saw God was in it all. 10 were bad, 2 were good. Think we can try that? Yes, please, humour me. So, 12 men went to spy in Canaan. 10 were... 2 were... What did they see when they spied in Canaan? Some saw giants, big and tall. Some saw grapes in clusters all. Some saw God was in it all. Well done. Okay. And the story of the spies going into Canaan, it illustrates this important principle, doesn't it? We don't see things the way they are. We see things the way we are. We don't see things the way they are. We see things the way we are. Joshua and Caleb saw exactly the same as the other 10 spies. They saw the giants. They saw the land. They saw the fortified cities. They saw exactly the same thing, but they saw God was in it all. And a key verse in the passage that was read to us is verse 9 of Joshua 14. Let me read that to you again. This is of Numbers 14, verse 9. This is Joshua and Caleb speaking to the rest of the people. Do not rebel against the Lord. Do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. That's the key verse. That's the key understanding that they had. The Lord is with us. It doesn't matter. If God is with us, God is for us, who can be against us? That's what Joshua and Caleb were saying to the rest. But notice in that, the majority said, no, we can't do it. The majority said, let's go back to Egypt. The minority, 2 out of 12, had the faith, had the trust, had that assurance that God was with them. And as we think about ourselves, as we think about God being with us, we remember that's a name given to Jesus, isn't it? Emmanuel, God with us. As Christians, we have God with us in the person of Jesus. When Jesus was just about to leave his disciples, he gave them what we call the Great Commission. He gave them some instructions. He said, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the end of the age. That promise of Jesus is to be with us always. And as we've been thinking about in the last few weeks, how did that promise come into fulfillment? Well, it came when, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit brought the presence of Jesus to his followers. How is Jesus with us all the time? Jesus is with us because, as we've been hearing from Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit comes to live in the followers of Jesus, bringing the presence of Christ. So, Christ in you. He's with us because he's in us. And that's better than Joshua and Caleb had. That's better than the children of Israel had. That's better than Moses had. They knew God was with them. But we, as believers in Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, know him in us, in our humanity, in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our decisions, in us, by his Holy Spirit. And that's far better. So if we're afraid, Jesus is in us by his Spirit. And he's not afraid. If we're kind of feeling very unkind towards another person who's treated us badly, Jesus is full of grace. And he's in us. If we're full of doubts, Jesus is full of faith, and he's in us. If we're feeling lonely, He's with us because he's in us. We have his presence all the time. Whatever it is we need, we have in Christ who is in us. We have a memory verse to finish with, or a verse to remember. If you could give these out one side, if you can give out that side, and Val could give out the other side, to around each table. And this is a verse from Joshua 1:9. Just going to hand these out. So take these with you. Stick them in your pocket. Stick them in your purse. In your wallet. On the fridge. In the back of your phone. Wherever you like. Just to remind you of what we've been thinking about this week. Come back to it. Think about this verse. Pray about it. Meditate on it. Let God speak to you afresh through it. So this is the verse to be taking with you into the week. Just need one myself, is that right? We got these around the tables, because we're going to say this together in a moment, just to remind us. This is God's promise to Joshua, and it's his promise to us as well. This verse, actually, when I, some of you may be looking to finish primary school. And is anybody going to go up to senior school in September? Is anybody at that stage? No? Okay, fine. I'll still tell you anyway. When I was in that stage of going from primary school to secondary school, I was a little bit nervous, to be honest with you. The primary school was only little, and we were the oldest ones there. And then we're going to this massive, big secondary school with hundreds of people, and we were just like, they were like giants, and we were like grasshoppers. And I didn't know anybody. There was only a couple from my school that were going there. I felt very nervous. And my mum gave me this verse. And I took it with me into school that day in September. So this is a special verse for me. And I think, did I give this to you, Priya, when you... Yes, I gave it to Priya when she started school as well. So let's say this together. Say the verse out loud so we remember where it is. And then we're going to read it out loud together. So after three... Joshua 1 verse 9. I've commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged. I am the Lord your God, and I will be there to help you wherever you go. Whatever you're facing this week, take this verse, take this promise, and take courage through this. Priya's going to lead us in a prayer activity. Explain what that is. Thank you.